Next, Hallmark Channel presents Crown Media Productions. The Space Needle Observation Deck in Seattle. Text, Hallmark Channel presents October Kiss. A blue bicycle parked in fallen leaves under a large tree.
Good, everybody. Hold plank. Good. Belly towards your spine. And now we're going to lower down and come up into what I like to call snake. And then there's this great yoga word for this pose, and I can't remember what it is, but it kind of sounds like a sneeze. It's like asanasana, ananana,
anjaneyasana.
Anjaneyasana. Thank you, Mrs. Clemmer.
And you have to make sure you keep your knee over your ankle so you don't damage your patella.
Oh. Do you want to come up and show us?
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
All right.
Knee over the ankle, arms up in the air. Anjaneyasana. Warrior two.
She leans forward on the yoga mat. Text, and Miranda Fregon.
Mrs. Clemmer?
Yeah?
You're very good at this. Do you want to take over the class?
Oh, sure. Of course.
Really? That would be great.
Okay.
I'm going to go.
Okay, bye.
She ducks under. She grabs her large purse and runs away. A pizza removed from an oven. She flips pizza dough in the air and catches it as a man observes. It falls on her.
Oh.
The dough splits. Text, produced by Harvey Kahn.
Sorry, Jimmy, I don't think I'm very good at this.
It happens.
She removes apron.
Now that you're free, I was wondering if maybe we could go out sometime.
Go. I don't date my bosses.
Great, because I'm not your boss anymore.
Or my ex-boss.
She puts up a help wanted sign. She salutes him and leaves the pizza shop. Text, written by Mackenzie Austin. Directed by Lynn Stopquich.
Let me take your arm.
Oh, what a gentleman. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So what are we doing tonight?
Tonight it's dinner at a romantic little spot off the beaten track with the best food in the city.
Sounds great.
Yeah, then tomorrow I was thinking breakfast in the country with my mother. She's very excited to meet you. Are you a size 2? Because if you are, her wedding dress would be a perfect fit.
Mike?
Yeah?
You know what? Suddenly I'm not that hungry. But maybe we can take a rain check?
Sure, yeah, absolutely. It's supposed to rain next week.
She smiles and turns to go back inside. He turns away and pounds knuckles together.
Ooh. You're back already. 2 minutes. That is a record even for you.
I may not know what I want, but I know what I don't want.
What was that?
That was the sound of the last time I let you fix me up.
His ex said he was a catch.
Maybe there's a reason she's his ex.
Or maybe there's a reason you don't give anyone or anything a chance.
I give everything a chance.
Really? How was the job at the dental office?
Not...
For you.
I don't like teeth.
You know who that sounds like?
Don't say mom.
Did you read her last postcard? She's in Maine on a hiking trip.
Oh, you're 2 weeks behind. I just saw on her Facebook page that she met a bunch of tourists and she's joining them for a cruise.
Exactly. She can't even commit to a hike.
Well, I can commit. I just... I haven't found the thing I'm really good at yet.
Rob, Steve, dinner's ready, okay?
Hey, no, it's my sword.
The dragon again.
Poppy grabs foil box.
I got this.
Thanks, Poppy.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
But Aunt Poppy, Steve won't give me his sword. It's not my fault you broke yours.
Do you guys hear that?
Hear what?
It's the dragon breathing. Oh. While you two fight over that sword, he's getting closer. Now, you know what's more important than a sword when you're defending yourself against a rogue dragon?
No.
A fireproof shield.
Oh.
Throw me that pillow.
She holds pillow.
Now, when that dragon breathes on you, you are toast. You're worse than toast. You're burnt toast.
She rolls pillow in foil.
Now go. Defeat the dragon. Both of you.
Hands one boy the shield.
Ha, take that. In your face,
oh, no.
Dragon. We got you.
Ha, take that,
ha.
Dragon. You'll never get it.
Megan smiles from the kitchen as Poppy returns.
Well, you do know I'm never getting that pillow back, right?
Small price to pay for saving my kingdom from ruin.
Hands 12. We did it.
Boys run into kitchen.
We got it!
Yeah! That's awesome.
Megan serves food.
This is something you're really good at.
This broccoli is really good, Mom.
The boys eat broccoli and mac and cheese. Poppy smiles at them. A black topless car comes to a stop in front of a house with elaborate Halloween decor. Poppy gets out of the vehicle and approaches the front door of the house beside the decorated house. She knocks on the door and looks up, her large brown and red bag slung over her shoulder.
Hello?
Look, we're getting 5,000 downloads a day. And if we can land this, that number doubles.
Yeah, I know. I hear what you're saying.
She peers in.
Well, I don't think it's that complicated. We just tell them who we are. You know, we're a young, proven company. We've got apps that work. And this one has a great interface. It's simple. Exactly.
She waves.
Yeah, and I just think we share, like, the comments, you know? It's got... Here, I got it right here.
I gotta call you back.
She points.
Oh, sure. Yep.
He lets her in the front door.
Can I help you?
Oh, I'm Poppy Summerall. Temporarily for you. Made a business card and everything.
Yes, you're Megan's sister.
And you're Ryan Larson.
Yeah, come on in.
Thank you.
Yeah. Any trouble finding the place?
No, I just looked for the only house on the block without Halloween decorations.
Yeah, yeah. Halloween was kind of my wife's thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to...
No, it's okay. It's been almost 4 years now. Anyway, thank you for coming. My company's expanding one of our apps, so it's crunch time.
I can crunch.
Great. Well, let me introduce you.
Okay.
She follows.
Hey, guys, come and meet Poppy.
Do we have to?
She's your new nanny, so yes.
But we don't want a new nanny.
Tell them I'm a mermaid.
She's a mermaid.
Poppy grins as he looks upstairs. He furrows brows. She waves.
I told you she's not a real mermaid.
That's Zoe.
Hi, Zoe.
Hello.
And the boy hiding behind his big sister is Zach.
Hello, Zach. You know, I've got a big sister, too. Her kids go to your school.
Zoe whispers in Zach's ear. He grins and they run upstairs.
Sorry. They'll warm right up to you.
That's okay. They must have really liked their last nanny.
Oh, that's a long story. I'm on my way. Okay. We good to go?
Yeah, all nannied up.
Great. I don't usually work Sundays, but this is a crazy week, so... emergency numbers are on the fridge. Here are these. And the secret password is Pumpkinhead for now.
Got it.
All right, have a good one.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks.
Hello. This is...
She puts her coat on the banister and admires a black and white photo of Zach, Zoe, their mom and dad. Poppy smiles at the photo and walks upstairs through the home. A sign on a door reads Zoe's room. She leans in and knocks.
You guys in there?
No. Yes.
Can I come in?
What's the password?
Password?
Not even.
Flippity gibbet. No. Bingo bongo.
No.
I don't.
She raises brows.
Pumpkinhead?
The door opens. Text. No boys allowed by order of Zoe, except Zach sometimes.
My dad told you.
Maybe. Or maybe mermaids can read minds.
Zoe looks at Zach.
What am I thinking?
You're thinking, what am I thinking? You guys want to go have some fun?
Poppy smiles. A motorcycle speeds down a street in front of an apartment. Ryan walks through a building and approaches a desk. He sits down in a black ribbed task chair and opens a silver laptop. Text, Parcel Technologies. He smiles and slightly shakes his head. Text, Welcome Ryan, you have 450 new messages.
That's gonna be a new inbox record.
He grins and adjusts his seat. A small Ferris wheel.
Now this is a harvest festival.
If you're a mermaid, then where's your tail?
It only comes out in the ocean.
What do you eat?
Seaweed and algae.
The
Don't eat fish?
No, fish are my friends.
Do you speak fish?
Fluently, but my French is better.
She carries popcorn.
Corn on the cob. Do you know how to pick out corn?
So get the ones that are like kind of yellow underneath. Those are the good ones.
What's your favorite food? How many marshmallows can you fit in your mouth at one time? What's the scariest roller coaster you've ever been on and can go swim?
Anything with mustard, 9, drop of doom, only fish ghosts.
What are we gonna do with all this corn?
We're gonna make cornbread.
Yeah, what are we gonna do with that?
We're gonna eat it, along with the chili we're gonna make for dinner. Does your dad like chili?
He eats at work. That's why you were with us, so he doesn't have to be.
But he wishes he was here.
I hate cornbread.
More for me.
And me.
High fives.
Spider! Spider! Spider!
Runs away.
Let's go.
Zach, where are you going?
Zach?
They run after Zach. Several goats stir in a pen. Zoe pets one's head. Zach sits on a picnic bench opposite Poppy.
So I think that spiders might like corn on the cob as much as people do.
He frowns.
Sorry, buddy. Okay. I'm gonna be right over there if you need me, okay? Right there.
He shuts his eyes, motionless as she walks over to Zoe.
Hey, Zoe.
Let me guess. He's not talking to you.
Nope. That's okay. Talking's overrated. I'm gonna talk to these guys. Hey, nanny. Hi. I'm a nanny, too.
I know why they call it a nanny goat.
Why?
Because nannies come in and try to take over.
She frowns and looks down.
My favorite sweater!
No. Okay, off. Roll over. Spit. Heel.
This is all your fault. I want to go home.
Storms off.
Me too.
Me three.
She glares. At nighttime outside of the house, a light on inside behind blind-covered windows. Poppy peers around the corner. Zach lies asleep in his bed. Zoe sleeps in her bed. Poppy peers around the corner and smiles.
Sleep well.
You woke me.
She turns over.
Awesome.
Poppy walks away and Zoe lies on her side in bed as Ryan's black SUV pulls up in the driveway. He gets out of the vehicle and shuts the door, then sighs as he approaches the house. Inside, toys and clutter cover the entryway. He looks down at the mess. Poppy wipes the carpet.
Don't worry, it's just a little bit of blood. I'm kidding. It's juice.
So things went well then?
Completely painless.
Don't worry about the rug, please. The kids asleep?
One is. The other's faking. I took them to the Harvest Festival where Zach had an unfortunate arachnid incident, and Zoe's favorite sweater is currently being digested by a goat.
Oh.
They are wonderful kids.
Oh, no.
Funny and unique and engaging.
Oh, you're quitting?
I just don't think this is for me.
It's only been one day.
Is that all?
Okay, a long day. But, you know.
The truth is, I'm not actually a nanny.
I know.
I've never done this before, except for with my sister's kids, and they have to be nice to me because we're related. Wait, what?
Your sister told me on the phone the other day.
And you still hired me? You must be really desperate.
No, it's just... Please, can you just hang on a couple more weeks?
What day is today?
Still Sunday.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Look, I get it. Kids are a huge commitment, even when they're not yours.
Her brows raised. She sighs and he opens his mouth.
I can commit.
He furrows brows.
I can commit. Till the end of the month.
What about... next month, Thanksgiving.
This month, Halloween.
Perfect. Deal. Great. Thank you.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
She grabs her purse.
Say, do you think you could do like 6 a.m.?
Don't push it. But I'm committing. Committing.
She grins, turns and leaves through the cluttered hallway. Ryan turns and inspects the rest of the house, equally messy. At her sister's house, Poppy walks out the back door to the fire pit and sits beside her.
Hello, sister. How did it go?
Don't ask.
Just tell me you didn't quit already.
I didn't quit.
But you're going to.
I told him I would stay till Halloween.
He's a good guy.
He's a workaholic.
And he's cute.
He's my boss.
Temporarily. Come on, how am I supposed to live vicariously through my single sister's dating life if you don't have a dating life?
Poppy smiles.
So what are we going to do about the fact that Ryan's kids don't want me there?
Just be you.
She sighs and pouts, then looks to the side. Ryan in bed.
Zach, I didn't do anything. Yes, you did. No, I didn't.
Dad!
What's the matter, buddy? Can't sleep?
Zoe put a spider in my bed.
Hey, that's not what I said. I said, what if I did?
You said you'd put it in my bed.
No, I said maybe I might.
Guys, come on. Come up here.
Zach hops on Ryan's bed.
Okay, there are absolutely no spiders.
Dad, Mrs. Brower said we all eat 8 spiders in our sleep every year.
I don't want to eat a spider. I don't want to eat 8 spiders. I don't want to go to bed.
I'm sorry, Dad. I'm just saying what I heard. It's a fact.
Thank you. Go to bed.
Zoe turns and stomps out of the bedroom as Ryan wraps his arms around his son and kisses him on the head, then pats his arm. Daytime outside of Ryan's house. Poppy gets out of her black car and approaches the front door with her large brown and red leather purse. She pauses for a moment and sighs, then steps on the porch and opens the front door.
Can you enter it? Big file? Yeah, that's the big file. Well, I won't slow the site down. All right. Well, you know, see what you can do. Get back to me. Hey, tell Hagashimoto how excited we are. I gotta run. My breakfast meeting's here. Yep. Bye.
Hangs up.
Breakfast meeting, huh?
I wasn't sure you were gonna make it.
Temporarily for you. Plus, I said I would.
Coffee?
Sure, cream, 2 sugars. Hope your coffee making is better than your sandwich making. Yeah. You really know how to butcher a PB&J.
You should see my grilled cheese.
Oh, I think I peeled one of those off my shoe last night.
Yeah. There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Peanut butter sandwich.
Rough night?
Crowded night. Both kids ended up sleeping in my bed.
Impromptu slumber party. Love it.
More like nightmare patrol. Spiders.
My fault.
No, standard operating procedure.
Gathers folders.
So you're living with Megan and the boys?
Temporarily.
Yeah. Oh, so you normally live alone?
Normally.
Huh. So you're single temporarily?
That would be correct.
Sorry, I don't mean to pry. It's just you fit well into our test group.
What?
Oh, my app, Food with Friends. So say you're dining alone and you log into our app. You can find other people nearby that are dining alone and don't want to. Boom, you're having Food with Friends.
Sounds kind of amazing. It's better than Food with Enemies.
Oh, that's my next app.
She laughs.
Anyway, this company, Yamaharo Global, is considering buying us, which would expand us into foreign markets.
Sounds kind of huge.
Yeah, my big presentation for it is next Friday night.
Halloween.
Yes. Yeah, I forgot about that. I don't think the Japanese celebrate it.
Well, we do celebrate it here.
Oh, I gotta run.
Here.
What's this?
PB&J made by a professional.
Ah, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Have a good one.
Good luck.
Thanks.
He exits the house.
Yeah. All right.
She looks upstairs.
Zoe, Zach, almost time for school.
She smiles. She drives the kids to school with the top down on her black car.
Okay. I mean elementary school. I used to love it. My favorite subject was art class and lunch. Who's your art teacher? Poor girl. My art teacher's name was Miss A. We'll talk later. We'll finish this later.
The kids ignore her as they walk inside. She tosses keys in air and gets back in car.
What is... Oh, gross.
Zoe's peanut butter sandwich under her bottom. She leans her head against her headrest, brows furrowed.
Hi, it's Megan. Please leave a message.
Hi, you have got to call me back. I literally just sat in a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. These kids hate me, so I don't know what I'm going to do.
She looks at school. Handmade decorated paper pumpkins on a school window. She smiles.
Never mind, I just got an idea.
She grins. A happy Halloween banner overhead. The kids pass under it as they leave the school. Zoe approaches with a glare.
You're back.
Yep. How was school?
It was okay.
Michael, I had a great day. I sat on the most delicious peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Miss Green let us watch cartoons after lunch.
I had Miss Green in second grade.
Maybe just the same Miss Green.
What is she, about 100 by now?
No, she's 50. Probably about your age.
You think I'm 50?
Probably 60.
Wow. Okay, guys, little field trip before we go back home. Now listen, I can't lie. There are going to be spiders, but they're going to be fun spiders. I promise.
She grins. Arms crossed, Zoe gets in the car. Zach follows. She and the kids walk through a Halloween store.
Wow.
Pretty cool, huh? Spooky. Oh, we're gonna need a cart, but I'm driving.
Zach inspects.
These masks are really sparkly.
Boom!
Zach smiles at her mask.
Oh, hey, this could look cool over the front door.
Are these too?
Pumpkins and skeleton heads go together like peanut butter and jelly.
I'm gonna find some headstones.
Our mom used to decorate for Halloween all the time. And then she got sick.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It was a long time ago. I don't really remember her. And Zach doesn't either.
I bet you two had a lot of fun together.
Hey, look at these. My friend had these last year. Her pumpkins looked amazing.
Oh no, we definitely need a pumpkin carving kit. Actually, we need three. Too many pumpkins out there needing faces.
Puts it in the cart. A large fuzzy jointed spider.
Oh, buddy, that's not real. It's not real. It's okay.
I know, but it's so scary.
Poppy puts a rainbow afro on the spider.
How about now? Hard to look spooky when you got a wig on your head, huh? Although you've never met my Aunt Eleanor. All right, what else do we need?
Everything.
Next stop, zombie aisle.
I love zombies! Yay!
Wait, spiders, no, but zombies he loves?
He's complicated.
Zoe and Poppy smile at each other, then continue on. A woman enters Ryan's office.
Miss Morwell's on her way up.
Thank you, Jean.
She smirks at him and walks away from his office. Another woman stands in the doorway with a smile. Ryan doesn't notice her.
Do you ever stop working?
He looks up and smiles.
Says the woman who sent me 30 emails on her flight back from Tokyo.
Says the man who answered all of those emails in the middle of the night.
Well, I'm efficient.
It's one of your many attributes. So, good news. Higashimoto loved the app. If we nail this presentation, they are all in. And you, my friend, are giving the presentation.
Me? No. No, not. Look, you're the one who brokered the deal. It should be you.
No, Ryan, you found an amazing way to connect people, and you need to be upfront on this.
Yeah, I think you should be the one who.
Oh. So cute. It's Zoe and Zach, right?
Yeah, good memory.
It must be challenging trying to raise them alone.
You have no idea.
A massive amount of Halloween decor on a table.
And now, for the first phase of Operation Decoration. Zoe, please take all of this candy into the kitchen. No dipping into the stash, please. All right, guys, organization is key. We need to take everything out and then decide which decorations go where. Bats, rats, and cats to the left, ghosts and ghouls to the right.
She hands him a skeleton, then plays with a black plastic bat.
This should go here. Put some leaves around that one. It looks spookier.
Okay, Brain Trust. Your thoughts?
Zoe furrows brows and frowns.
That was like icing on a cake.
A Halloween cake.
Yeah.
Okay, bag of bones coming in. This one needs more skeleton.
That's how Mom used to do the lights.
Sounds like your mom was really good at Halloween.
She was. You were too young to remember, Zach. I saw a picture of her dressed like Cher at the Oscars.
Cher? Wait, do you mean Cher? That is such a good idea for a costume.
Are you dressing up for Halloween?
Of course I am.
As what?
I'm not gonna tell you. I can't promise it'll be as cool as Cher, but I'm gonna try. Okay, snack time. Who here likes eyeballs?
Me.
Eats a grape.
They aren't real eyeballs, are they?
Maybe they are. Why don't you taste them? Tell me. Does it taste like an eyeball?
Yeah.
So you like eyeballs, mm-hmm. huh? Are they your favorite food?
Yeah.
Yeah, you like them. What? Ah!
Zoe holds skull over her head. Poppy laughs and shoves her slightly. Candles flicker inside a jack-o'-lantern. A skull and skeleton arms emerge from a grave. A jack-o'-lantern atop a black gown body.
Thanks for drying. Even though I know it's a ploy to stay up later.
How do you know?
Because you have a dishwasher, smarty pants.
Hey, I just want to see my dad's face when he sees all the decorations.
I know, me too. What face do you think he's going to make? I think he's going to be like,
No, I think he's going to be like...
Her eyes widen.
Hey!
I had a bad dream.
Spiders?
He nods and looks at them. Poppy lowers the mixing bowl and approaches him as Zoe frowns.
All right. Come on, kiddo. Back up.
Poppy follows him upstairs and puts her hands on his shoulders as they walk.
Okay, hop in.
He plops in bed and she pulls comforter over his body.
Do you see how it's darker on that side of the room?
I do.
I dreamed that I fell asleep looking at the dark, and spiders came crawling out and ate me.
Oof, that does sound scary. But that was just a dream. There are no spiders here.
She smiles and turns on lamp.
See?
He looks around. She turns off light.
Can I sleep with the light on?
Why don't you sleep with the door open so that you can see the hall light?
But I can't see that light.
Why not?
I'll sleep on my left arm.
I have an idea. Hop out. Head here, toes here.
He lies on pillow.
I'm gonna wrap you up like a burrito. There you go. Here. Now you can see the light. All night?
You'll leave the light on all night?
All night. Sleep well.
She smiles and walks away. She stands in the doorway and looks back at him for a moment, then leaves. Outside, Ryan's vehicle pulls up and he walks into the house as he looks at his phone. Zoe sits on the stairs, her head rested against her palm as she taps her fingers on her temple with a frown. Poppy smiles at her as her father enters.
Hey.
Poppy smiles. He turns to Zoe.
Hey, what are you still doing up?
Oh, that's on me. I needed her help cleaning.
Oh.
Didn't you see the stuff outside?
Yeah.
She lights up.
Okay, so what was your favorite? The goblins, the jack-o'-lanterns, or the cats? Were you scared?
You scared your dad speechless.
Her mouth wide open.
He didn't even notice. He never notices anything.
Zoe runs upstairs. Ryan frowns and looks down, then slams his hand on the kitchen island.
So I better go talk with her.
I'll hold on to your phone.
Oh. Thanks.
He hands his phone to her and ascends. She puts her hands on the island with a slight smirk. She pours two cups of coffee as he descends the stairs.
So, how'd it go?
She's pretty mad at me.
Just wait till she's a teenager.
Don't say that. That's...
Coffee, unless you need something stronger.
Oh, thank you.
Except smug.
Thanks for decorating with him. Sounds like you guys had a lot of fun.
We did.
He takes a sip and turns phone against the table.
Oh.
He sighs and shakes his head.
Not that it's any of my business, but, is that phone glued to your hand? Like, do you need to see a doctor?
She grins and sips. He shakes head.
I just have to make it through this presentation.
If I can get through that, if it goes well, it'll free me up so I can spend more time with the kids. You know, quality time.
You know, my sister said that there's a Halloween party at the kids' school.
Halloween week,
it's a thing.
Okay.
Anyway, they have to bring homemade cookies, so maybe tomorrow night after work you could help us bake them.
I won't be home until late. I've got the dinner with a colleague.
I guess you could call her that.
Her, huh?
Yeah. To be honest, I'm not sure whether it's food with friends or an actual date.
Who suggested the dinner?
She did.
And what kind of food?
Italian.
Italian's probably a date.
Really?
Yeah. I've had my share of Italian restaurant dates. Most of them start with antipasta and end with me anti-everything.
She laughs.
But all of this is research for this app that I've been working on.
Which would be?
Bad Dates and Broccolini.
I think I can get you financing for that.
Great. All right.
All right. Bye. Thanks again.
Zoe slumps up the stairs as Ryan returns to his phone. He sets it on a tray. Daytime outside of Ryan's house. Inside, Poppy wears a purple and white chevron apron and Zoe wears a teal apron.
Do you think my dad's in love with that Abigail person?
Abigail?
I saw her name in his phone. Leslie Mintz said that when her parents got divorced, her dad went out for dinner with a woman, and then 6 months later, they were married.
Poppy frowns.
Cream, sugar. Mish the two together.
All right.
Nope, no measuring cups. I don't believe in measuring.
They stir.
How do people know when they're in love?
You're asking me? I'm single.
Yeah, but you're like 40, right?
Last time you said I was 50.
You'll look younger the more I get to know you.
Let me know when I get to my 20s. We'll have a party.
Yeah. Do you think my dad's gonna fall in love with Abigail?
I wouldn't worry about that.
I'm not worried. I don't get how people know.
She frowns.
I think you know you're in love when you see something really beautiful and your first thought is, I want them to see it too. Or when they make you laugh. Or when you love what they love because they love it.
Have you ever been in love?
Like that? Not really. Not yet.
Poppy looks down, then over at Zoe.
Okay, crack some eggs.
Great.
Pick one.
I choose you.
Not that one. Just joking.
Poppy grins as Zoe takes an egg from the carton. A taxi on City Street at nighttime.
Well, they offered me an executive position with a full benefit package. Health plan, housing, expense account, all the perks. But I said no. I mean, it's a great promotion. I can't see myself living in Tokyo.
Well, it sounds like a tempting offer.
I'm kind of hoping I'll get a better offer here.
Abigail smiles. Ryan nods.
Listen, about the presentation, I feel like you should probably...
How about we don't talk about business tonight?
Okay.
He grins.
Actually, I wasn't really sure whether this was, you know, a work thing.
If it was a work thing, would I be flirting so shamelessly?
So you were flirting.
It wasn't obvious.
He chuckles. She looks down and smiles. Ryan smiles at her again. Kids decorate cookies.
Here, I'm gonna see if I can do it with this. Anyone need orange? I smushed up this orange.
Oh. You guys still up?
Dad, come see. These are the best Halloween cookies ever.
Sorry, we got a little bit carried away. But these are not just Halloween cookies. These are educational cookies.
I see skeletons, bats, haunted houses. How is that educational?
This skeleton cookie? A celebration of science. There are 206 bones in the human body.
What about the bats?
Recently added to the endangered species list, a reminder of how important it is for us to care for our environment.
And the haunted houses?
Okay, these are kind of Halloween-ish, but I prefer to think of them as houses for the past.
Yeah, I don't know about that one, but...
Dad, will you come to the Halloween party tomorrow? Please, it's at lunch. You hardly have to miss work.
I will try my very best, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Okay, now, if you guys hurry and get your pajamas on, we'll have enough time for two bedtime stories, but that means you have to go now.
Yeah, let's go.
Go, go,
go.
Go.
Come on, Zach, beat me up.
So, when you say, I will try my best, does that really mean no?
Well, I've got a busy day tomorrow.
Okay, listen. When I was little, my parents split up, and my mom is this total free spirit. Like, she always has some new hobby she's passionate about. But she never came to my soccer games or my sister's choir recital. And then there was my dad, who was really hard to communicate with. He was this super stoic man, but he always showed up. Who do you think I'm closer to?
He frowns.
I will be there.
Good.
She grins.
I'm really glad you're here.
She sighs. He reaches toward her.
You got, you got a little flower in your hair.
He looks down. She smiles and looks down.
So, was it a date?
Turns out it was.
So, it might be date number two.
Maybe.
Poppy smiles.
Cool. Good. Well, I will see you tomorrow at the Halloween party.
Great.
Great.
Poppy grabs her bag and leaves.
Thanks again.
She slings her bag over her shoulder as he stands with his hand on his hip in the dining room. A large ghost balloon floats over an indoor party. Kids play skee-ball as Poppy prepares a plate.
You reminded Dad about the party, right?
Yes, he's coming.
Even though he has no time for Halloween?
He's just forgotten how much fun it is, but we're gonna remind him, right? Come on, help me pass out these cookies before I eat them all myself.
Zach looks over shoulder at Dora and frowns.
Oh, thank you, sweetie.
Poppy notices.
Here you go.
This is
birthday. Wait, no.
No, listen, it's got to work flawlessly on all platforms. Not just your phone. It's got to work on your laptop. It's got to work on your tablet. Any device available to you.
Ryan, they're waiting for you in the conference room.
It's not 11:30.
No, it's 11:45. I've been reminding you since 11.
Hey. No, listen, I gotta call you back.
He hangs up.
Where is he? Scotty is stuck in traffic. No, he said he would be here. You're getting pretty involved here, aren't you? Me? No, I'm thinking about the kids.
No, I'm not just talking about the kids.
Don't do this again.
Do you want to be an old maid?
Old maid? Really? Like, who says old maid?
Oh, you're right. Is spinster better?
Spinster's better. I prefer spinster.
Look, I've known Ryan since the boys were in kindergarten. He's a great guy.
Yeah, he is. He's just...
Not for you.
Dating someone else.
Who?
Her name is Abigail. They're colleagues.
Oh, well, that doesn't sound like much of a threat.
They eat Italian food together.
Well, maybe a little bit more of a threat.
She's pretty. Actually, she's gorgeous.
Oh, you met her.
Nah, I Googled her. It means nothing. I Google a lot of people.
Okay, well, then I guess I can tell you. I have another blind date for you.
Does he already have his wedding tuxedo picked out?
Stop it.
They live with his mother.
You know, I'm gonna get back to you on that one.
Hey, Zach. I think I saw your name on the mummy wrap.
Really?
Yeah. Zoe's over there. You wanna go check it out?
Yeah.
You know who else is gorgeous? You are.
Poppy smirks.
Okay, buddy. Let's see who can gift wrap a monster.
Come on, guys. You can do it. You can mummy me better than that. Go crazy.
Go faster.
Faster. Go. Oh, we got my phone.
Yeah.
Wrap sour.
It's Dad. Is he here? No. It says, tell the kids I'm sorry, but I can't make it.
Oh. I'm sorry, guys.
Zach frowns. Outside Ryan's house at nighttime.
Have you ever seen The Creature from the Black Lagoon? It's about a creature.
Sits with popcorn.
From a lagoon.
Zoe and Zach frown.
Or we could watch The Wolfman, which is basically a parable for how scary dads look when they don't shave.
She eats popcorn. Zoe looks away.
Okay, I know he didn't show up, but I bet he had a really good reason.
He only cares about work.
That's not true. He loves you.
He loves work more. He's good at it.
She sighs. Her eyes light up.
I think I just got an idea of how we can get his attention.
All right.
You hold this. Bring it upstairs. Come on. Let's go.
Zoe carries the large popcorn bowl upstairs. Outside, Ryan pulls into the driveway and parks. He walks inside. A skeleton is pinned on the inside of the door by its joints. Zoe and Zach wear school uniforms and stand in living room.
Hey guys. What's all this?
Please have a seat.
Zoe points to the child's chair across from her. A black table between Zoe and Zach and the chair. Ryan sets his things on the kitchen island, removes his scarf and puts it on the island chair, then sits down in the short child's chair and leans forward, fingers woven together.
So what's going on?
That's what we'd like to ask you.
Okay. I know I missed the party. Something came up at work, and I...
We're evaluating you in your capacity as father. Shall we begin?
He squints.
While my colleague and I feel it's clear that you love your children, your failure to meet them at their Halloween function...
Okay, well, you know, I got slammed and I'm not...
Please don't interrupt.
She flips cue card.
Your failure to show up after you promised you would. It's just one example of an alarming trend in how you choose to be a father. From our perspective, you care about work and your cell phone and your computer and your cell phone. And then after all those other things, you care about your kids. And really, we should be first. Your priorities are out of work? Whack.
Poppy smiles. He nods.
You want to be the dad who breaks promises?
He shakes his head.
No, I do not. I don't.
Then don't be.
She flips index card.
In summation, you should probably make more of an effort in the dad department. Do you agree with our assessment?
He nods.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Here are the results of your evaluation. Please review.
Zach hands his father a clipboard with notes. Ryan smiles. Text, reliability, focus, prioritization, team effort results, we love you. He smiles at his kids.
I love you too.
He swallows. Zoe and Zach smile at him.
Get over here.
They set down documents and embrace their father on either side. He smiles and pats their backs. Poppy smiles at them.
I'm good at this. Temporarily.
A jack-o'-lantern atop a hay bale. Kids run around.
All right, gang. Since it's been brought to my attention that my priorities are way out of work, let's see who can find the best pumpkin, huh?
Yes!
Go for it, guys.
I can't remember the last time I looked at pumpkins.
Well, they're still orange.
What was it? Ferris Bueller once said life moves pretty fast if you don't stop and look around once in a while.
You might miss it.
Yeah.
He was a wise fictional teenager.
It's true, though. I've missed a lot lately.
Well, you're here now.
Yeah, thanks to you. Just promise me you won't make me dress up for Halloween.
Oh, I make no promises. In fact, I could see you dressed as a smartphone, like a really smart smartphone.
I take it you've got your costume?
Are you kidding? I haven't missed a Halloween since I was 2, which was 20 years ago.
Right.
I'm super young.
And Zoe told me you were 28.
Did she? Love her.
I'm 34, in case you were wondering.
Oh, I wasn't. I Googled you.
I Googled you?
Well, you had to. You're a techie. You Google everyone.
No, not everyone.
They smile at each other. Poppy looks down.
Oh, what about this one? For the front porch?
Yeah, I kind of like that one.
No, that one's like a pumpkin ate a pumpkin.
Hey, go big or go home.
How much do you think it weighs?
Hey, listen, just because I'm a techie doesn't mean I can't lift a pumpkin.
He struggles to lift the massive yellow-orange pumpkin. Poppy laughs and smacks legs.
I can't lift a pumpkin.
Okay, I'm gonna help you.
I'm coming in.
Oh, gosh, it's really heavy. Okay. I feel like you've got most of the weight on you.
I think I do,
actually.
How do
I? Ready? Yep.
They set the pumpkin down in the wheelbarrow, then shake off the dirt on their hands. Zoe removes a smaller pumpkin's top and pulls out guts.
It feels squishy.
Oh, like worms.
Dad, gross.
Ooh, are you sure? I thought you loved eating worms.
No.
Get in there.
Dad.
Okay, let's talk costumes. Time to get serious.
All right.
I'm going to be a witch.
Good witch or bad witch?
A good witch.
Good luck with that.
Dad.
What about you, buddy?
I'm going to be a spider.
Really?
Poppy says the best way to get over your fears is to face them.
Well, I couldn't agree more. You're going to make a great spider, bud.
I'm going to scare everybody.
Except for yourself.
Hey, actually, you know, there's a costume shop near where I work. We could actually...
Oh, a costume shop? That's for amateurs. We're going to make our costumes.
Really?
Yeah, my sister does it every year.
Wow. Okay.
Zoe guts pumpkin.
Thanks for making our dad spend time with us.
Hey, I didn't make him do anything. You guys showed him what he was missing.
All right.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah?
After we're done carving pumpkins, can you make your special hammockers?
That's a great idea. You know, maybe Poppy can help with that.
Ryan looks at Poppy, whose eyes widen.
You're going back to work?
I've got a dinner thing.
With Abigail?
Yeah, how did you...
Italian again.
Hey, why don't we go to dinner? How's pizza sound?
Really?
Yeah, I know a great place downtown, and I think the manager likes me, so we can get extra toppings.
All right, well, looks like you guys have things covered here. I'm gonna go ahead up and get ready.
Okay.
All right, let's finish carving these pumpkins.
Poppy smiles.
I don't like this Abigail person.
Can't dislike someone you've never met.
But he's gonna marry her and she's gonna be your new mom.
Oh, it's only their second date. A lot has to happen between date number two and let's get married. Besides, no one could ever replace your mom.
But we don't like her. Yeah, we like you.
I like you guys too. But you can like more than one person.
Zoe frowns, then smiles.
You should marry our dad.
Poppy grins. Zach does the same.
Who here likes pineapple pizza?
Hey, our dad likes pineapple pizza. You could have that at your wedding. And gummy worms. You could have a gummy worm wedding cake.
You know who could perform the ceremony? This guy.
Yeah.
He'll be like, okay, now kiss the bride.
She holds jack-o'-lantern face up to Zach's. He recoils and laughs.
Well, I'm glad you can make it out today.
It's funny, I feel like I'm still getting used to the whole dating thing.
Yeah, that cologne tipped me off.
Too much?
Maybe a little.
Hopefully it will dissipate by Halloween.
Well, okay, I can wait.
To be honest, I haven't really dated since my wife died.
You know, I think it's really great that you're getting back out there. Yeah. Especially with me. I mean, you don't even have to worry about making a good first impression because I'm already impressed.
Likewise.
So look at us impressing each other.
They both smile.
You okay?
Yeah. Actually, I think my kids are a little worried that I'm dating again.
She nods.
They probably think I'm trying to replace their mom. You know, it's like in business. When one company takes over another, the employees are always worried they're going to be replaced with new staff.
Yeah.
I just don't think it has to be that way. You know, we just need to show Zoe and Zach nobody is being replaced.
Ryan frowns, then smiles and nods.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah.
She nods as well and he follows behind her. Outside of Ryan's house at nighttime, dozens of pieces of Halloween decor set out around and upon the house. Inside, Poppy approaches Zach and pulls the comforter up over him as he lies asleep in bed. She smiles at him, then stands up and leaves his room. He has a caution zombies sign on his door. Poppy peers into Zoe's room. She lies asleep in bed, a book on her lap. Poppy eases the book out from under her hands and raises a comforter up over her middle with a smile and a sigh. She backs up, stands and turns off the light as she leaves the room. A skeleton holds a wooden sign with pink glittery text, "Turn back." The skeleton is covered in cobwebs. Poppy sits on porch step with hands clasped on her knees. Ryan approaches in his vehicle and she itches her knees, then smiles as she waits for him to get out of the vehicle.
Hey. Wow. These are award-winning.
Sits beside her.
How's your date?
Not exactly award-winning, but it's okay, I guess.
Oh.
But she wants to go out again.
Oh.
So that's something.
That is something.
Is it?
Yeah.
So I'm not sure the kids are going to like the idea.
Oh, I think that's probably natural.
Yeah.
Poppy nods.
Well, thanks again for everything.
You're welcome for everything.
She nods. He goes in for a hug. Oh. She holds keys.
I was getting my keys.
Sorry, I saw you go in for the lean. I thought you were... I thought we were... hugging.
Hug? That was a hug?
Well,
it's more sort of hug adjacent.
Yeah, she's okay. Right, we were friends. Friends hug.
Yeah. Hugs with friends. Another new app.
There you go. I owe you again.
Okay. I'm just getting my bag.
Okay, I'll stay away.
Bye, friend.
Bye, friend.
She grabs her purse, stands up from the porch stoop and leaves. He watches her, then laughs.
Okay, hugs with friends.
It was the pinnacle of awkward.
Didn't you hug him back?
No, it wasn't romantic. It was a misunderstanding.
Well, everything happens for a reason.
Would you not make this into something it's not?
Because this is what you do, Poppy. You run when things get good.
Yeah, what if they're too good? It means they might end badly.
No, it doesn't have to.
See, this is complicated, Meg. Like, it's not just about me. Zach and Zoe want me to marry their dad. It's not fair for them to think that something might happen between Ryan and I when it can't.
And why can't it, exactly?
He's my boss, temporarily.
He's on date number two with Abigail, and date number three is pending.
Oh. And he asked me for dating advice.
Oh, again.
They do downward dog and step to front of Matt.
You know, I couldn't ask for a better sister. But you've been here for me and the kids, and I appreciate every minute. Every dragon pillow fight and mac and cheese.
Where are you going with this?
You've committed to us, but we can't be the only commitment that you make.
Poppy frowns and looks down.
Go down a little lower. A little lower.
They squat.
Lower. Good.
She pushes Poppy over and she falls as well. Ryan strings up trick or treat sign over kitchen. Poppy enters with smile.
This is awesome.
Glad you approve.
I do.
Question. Do you think we need more decorations?
Absolutely. But then you would need a bigger house. Where are the youngins?
They're upstairs brushing their teeth.
She grabs eyes.
You didn't.
What?
Candy for breakfast?
Oh, it's just one little piece. Cream, two sugars?
Black, one sugar?
They clink mugs and sip. Ryan smiles.
If somebody came in here and saw us, they'd think we were some old married couple.
Old?
Super old.
How many decades have we been together?
3. We met...
on a blind date.
On a blind date, yes.
We had a small wedding.
A big wedding. And we honeymooned at Niagara Falls.
No, see, you thought it was Niagara Falls, but that's just because the toilet overflowed in the airport hotel when our flight was canceled.
I remember now, yes. And instead, we stayed up the whole night just listening to music.
Oh, my. I do believe they're playing our song.
What a coincidence.
They say, one dance for old time's sake.
How can I say no to that?
You can.
Twirls her in his arms and sways her. They always keep me guessing. I never seem to know what you are thinking. They get close. And if a fella
looks at you, if for sure you little eye will be a winking. Poppy!
They stand up.
Guess what?
Dad said he's going to take us trick-or-treating on Halloween.
Nice try. I said Poppy will take you trick-or-treating, and I'll try to get there at the end.
What time is the end again?
Well, whenever you guys are done and eating candy. And by the way, you better save me some.
Oh, we make no promises.
But we are making...
She holds back.
Our costumes! We're going to finish them today.
Whoa. Impressive.
Poppy said she's going to make these costumes really special for us.
I figured they haven't really done Halloween in a couple of years, so it was time to do it right. Go home or go big, right? Is that right?
That's close enough. All right, guys, time for school. Hey, why don't we walk today?
But aren't you going to be late for work?
Well, I'm confronting my fears, too.
Go on, go get your bags.
Race, yeah.
No fair, you got to head start.
Kids run upstairs as Poppy and Ryan hold large purple bags. The kids walk outside with Poppy and Ryan and they walk along brick pathway from the porch past the graveyard and jack-o'-lantern decor with inflatable ghouls throughout, then run down the sidewalk. Ryan's office is multi-story brick building.
The people attending are not tech-savvy. So you're gonna need to keep your geek speak to a minimum.
Is this your coded way of telling me to not talk about coding?
It wasn't exactly coded.
I will minimize my inner geek for the presentation.
Good.
Ryan grins tight-lipped and shakes his head.
Have you ever been to Tokyo?
I barely have time to come here.
Well, after the presentation, which I know Higashimoto will love, we should go.
To Tokyo?
Yeah. Take the corporate jet, meet everyone. It's an amazing city. I mean, it's just like New York. No one ever sleeps.
He looks down and checks his watch with a frown. Abigail raises an eyebrow.
You got something in your schedule I don't know about?
I promised the kids I'd be home before dark.
Or you'll turn into a pumpkin.
There were pumpkins involved.
She checks her phone.
Higashimoto-san. Ohayou gozaimasu.
She nods, then smiles at him. Kids play ball.
Looks like a pretty serious game you guys got.
Dad, you're here!
Well, listen, it's not a real football game till the quarterback shows up.
Yeah, when does he get here?
Hey, how about you? What do you think, guys versus girls?
You are so on.
All right.
Bump fists. They play football. He throws ball to Zach. Ryan tackles Poppy.
Lamb.
He pauses as he lies on top of her. She looks up at him.
Uh-oh! What?
Oh, no! Come on!
That's Dad!
That's not Dad!
Dog pile! Dog pile!
No way!
Coming in!
What are you tackling me for? We're on the same team!
Abigail watches.
Oh.
She gets out of her car and approaches.
Everyone, this is, Abigail.
She smiles down at them. Poppy looks up.
Abigail, these are my kids.
Wow. Zoe and Zach, right? It is so lovely to meet you both.
And, this is Poppy,
Nanny.
Nanny.
Nice to meet you, Abigail. Likewise. Foreign analytics came in. I thought you'd want them. You didn't answer your phone.
Yeah, sorry. I was going for a two-point conversion.
Poppy scored 3 touchdowns.
Two touchdowns. That last one does not count.
Of course it counts.
No way, no.
We'll talk about it later.
Okay. I gotta get back to work anyway, so. But you know, we could work here.
Oh.
Kids grin.
I suppose.
Then we can have dinner and, you know, we're making pumpkin pasta, pumpkin soup, pumpkin pie, pretty much anything pumpkin, right? I mean, if that's okay.
Oh, more the merrier. Thank you, Poppy. All right.
All right. Good game. Good game,
yeah,
guys.
That was fun, Dad.
Okay, so, what's the latest?
Poppy follows behind the rest of the family. In the kitchen, she removes a pumpkin pie from the oven with mitts. She shuts the oven door and removes the oven mitts, then itches her forehead. She answers her phone.
We'll be right there.
A little revision and that could work.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry, it's so. Yeah.
Ryan smiles.
Now?
He hangs up and shakes his head.
Everything okay?
Yeah, I'll just be a few minutes.
Okay.
She looks up at him as he leaves the office, then she begins to work. Ryan enters his bedroom. Poppy sits on ottoman, eyes covered.
Okay. Ready.
All right, then. Keep them close.
Okay.
Ryan does the same.
The suspense is killing us.
Completely.
Okay. You can open them.
You look amazing.
Beyond amazing.
I know. I mean, thank you. Now, introducing the spider from your worst nightmare!
I hate spiders!
Get out of here!
Who let that spider in here? No.
Hey, get in here! Group selfie.
Okay.
Here we go.
Selfie.
Okay.
Silly. Wow. You kids look adorable.
They grin in Halloween costume.
So, how long have you been a nanny, Poppy?
Oh, a couple weeks now.
Really?
Poppy's nephews go to school with the kids.
Oh.
Poppy's the best nanny ever. Nobody will ever replace her.
Zoe, flattery will get you everywhere. So, what did you do before this?
Poppy can do anything.
Again, that would be an exaggeration.
Poppy made our Halloween costumes by hand.
That is very industrious. I do have to admit that spider costume was quite scary.
He's not afraid of spiders anymore. Poppy taught us how to face our fears.
You know, I had a costume when I was a kid. It was so cool. I think I probably wore it 4 Halloweens in a row.
What were you?
A knight.
In shining armor?
More like tinfoil.
My favorite costume was an astronaut.
Really?
Yeah.
What planets did you visit?
Well, I didn't actually leave Earth.
But you're an astronaut.
Abigail furrows brows.
I think what Abigail's trying to say is that she went to so many planets that she couldn't keep track of all of them. Thank you, Poppy.
Yeah.
So what was your favorite planet?
Pluto.
Pluto's not a planet anymore.
Actually, that's inaccurate, Zoe. Most experts say that Pluto is still a dwarf planet. It's in the Kuiper Belt.
She sips from glass.
You can be an astronaut this year?
Mm. Your father and I have a presentation, so we're going to be wearing business clothes.
Yeah, it's a big day for us.
It's a big day for us, too. It's Halloween.
That's right, and I will be home right after we're done.
Oh, I hate to bring this up, but Higashimoto has asked us to be his dinner guests after the presentation.
Oh, is that necessary?
It would be considered an insult if we didn't.
Right. Okay.
Zach lowers his soup spoon and backs away.
So, now you're not even going to be there at all.
Hang on.
Zoe runs upstairs.
No, I got it.
Are you sure? Okay.
Zach runs upstairs as well. Ryan follows after them. Abigail and Poppy remain at the dinner table together. Abigail smiles at Poppy, who stares forward. They look down at their pumpkin soup and sip.
It's funny, I talk with CEOs of companies, in Japanese. Talking with kids is a whole different story.
Kids are like CEOs, except they're shorter and smarter.
Abigail smiles and nods.
You're really good with them.
Oh, you should have seen our first day together. They barely spoke to me. And I'm not even going to mention the hungry goat incident.
Goat.
Thing about kids is they're funny. Sneaky. Difficult, goofy, clever, competitive. I mean, they're kids, so there are lots of things, but they'll test you before they trust you.
Abigail nods.
All right. Crisis averted.
Oh, good. I will get them ready for bed.
Thank you.
Poppy walks upstairs.
Well, I should get going. We can finish this up tomorrow.
I'll walk you out.
Abigail leaves.
So, I guess I'll see you tomorrow.
Bright and early.
tonight.
She grabs him by the neck and kisses him on the lips. Now downstairs, Poppy shuts the door behind them and notices the kiss. She peers in and watches, then looks away and leaves the door open. Abigail and Ryan part lips and she walks to her car. He waves at her as she prepares to leave. Dim lights beneath a makeshift bed tent.
The very next day, poor Ichabod Crane did not appear at school. His horse was found wandering free.
And so, the headless horseman was never seen again. The end.
Zoe smiles. Zach holds a flashlight. He shuts it off.
So wait, it was really just a guy with a pumpkin on his head?
Or was he?
Poppy raises brows and purses lips toward Zach as both kids rest on either of her shoulders. Ryan works in his office with lips tight. He shuts his laptop and leans back in his chair, then looks up with a faint smile.
All right, guys, bedtime.
I love you, Poppy. I love you, too.
Oh, I love you guys.
She holds her arms around the kids with a soft smile as they shut their eyes and fall asleep. Ryan stands in the doorway with a smile as he observes the makeshift tent, then walks away. Poppy exits the house. Ryan stands outside.
Hey. So, and this horseman rides again.
And again. Zach wanted to hear it twice. Good night.
Hey, can we talk?
About what?
Us.
You want to talk about us?
Yeah. Look, I know you were supposed to be, temporarily ours, but, everything's just changed so quickly. What I'm trying to say is,
You want me to stay on as your nanny?
He nods.
Sure. Yes, but that's...
The thing is, Ryan... The kids are getting attached to me, and I'm getting attached to them, and that was never supposed to happen.
Why not?
Because you guys are a great family, and Abigail's here, and I'm kind of in the way.
This is not how I pictured the conversation going.
I don't think this is for me.
What?
I'll stay through Halloween, but that's it.
Halloween?
I mean, that was the plan.
Yeah, well, plans change, you know? People change. They get attached. You know, my kids love you.
And I love them. But I don't think that this is going to work. I just don't.
You know what? I don't want to drag this out. If you want to leave, I think it's better you just do it now.
She frowns.
Fine.
She looks away.
I will, I'll swing by in the morning and I'll say goodbye to the kids.
That's all right. I'll do it.
But only if you think that would be best for them.
I do.
She stares at him, brows furrowed.
Oh, well then...
She shrugs.
Bye.
Tears in her eyes, she turns and walks away from the house past all of the Halloween decorations. Ryan remains outside on the walkway up to the small porch. Bathed in daylight, Poppy sits in a red chair at her sister's kitchen table. She brings Poppy coffee.
Can't believe you quit. Ugh, I didn't mean to. It just happened. He asked me to stay on as his nanny. So? Well, I may not know what I want, but I know what I don't want. And that's to get hurt.
Getting involved doesn't have to mean getting hurt. Come on, what happened to facing your fears?
That works for everyone but me, Poppy. I like him. I, like, really like him. But I saw him kissing Abigail, so... I have to get over it.
Maybe it was a friend thing.
Are you kidding? There's no kisses with friends. That's not an app.
Yeah.
She frowns and taps wrist as Poppy half smiles. The kids descend the staircase as Ryan prepares sandwiches.
Where's Poppy?
I am going to be taking you to school today. And then afterwards, you're going to go home with the Marshall kids.
And Poppy will pick us up from the Marshalls?
I am going to be picking you up, too.
You're not working?
No, I'm going to work from home today with Abigail.
But what about Poppy?
Look, guys. You know she wasn't going to stay here forever.
But why not? She said she loved us.
She does. Of course she loves you, too.
She loves you. I can tell. She talks about you all the time.
Okay. Look, I know this is confusing, and I'm sorry, but you still got me, right? And I'm going to be here for you.
He nods and half smiles. Zoe and Zach frown. Zoe nods. Ryan looks down at the sandwiches. Poppy teaches an outdoor yoga class.
Thank you for joining me for what I like to call Mellow Frog. Namaste.
The participants nod their heads toward Poppy with their palms pressed together as they sit on yoga mats. They stand and gather their things.
You came back.
Mrs. Clemmer, yes, I needed a little bit of yoga.
Yeah, well, that's good. I'm glad. But you were a million miles away.
Why do you say that?
Well, I raised four girls. I know what boy trouble looks like.
Is it that obvious?
So what did he do wrong?
No, nothing. It's more complicated than that.
Sounds like unfinished business to me, and that's the worst kind.
What do you mean?
It follows you around wherever you go, unless you do something about it. Listen to your heart, dear. Don't take too long, whatever you decide.
Poppy nods as Mrs. Kiemmer leaves, then furrows her brows.
Which is why we're so happy to become part of the Yamaharo global family. May food with friends be just the beginning.
That's good.
We should add a line about how the app would strengthen the Yamaharo global brand, right?
Abigail stands with red pen by Ryan at desk.
What's wrong?
It's too quiet up there.
Isn't that a good thing?
Not with my kids. I'll be right back.
Sure.
He stands up from his home office decorated for Halloween and enters the living room. Kids sit on the couch with stuffed animals. Arms crossed, they frown and watch TV.
You guys okay?
When's Poppy coming back?
Zach, stop asking him. She's not coming back, okay? We'll just get another new nanny and then another. Dad will always be too busy for us. So just get used to it.
So? That's not gonna happen. Even though Poppy's not here anymore, things are not going back to the way they were. Okay?
She glares at him.
Okay.
Looks down with a frown. He nods.
I know you guys miss Poppy. You know what?
Abigail emerges.
I miss her too.
Abigail's eyes wide. She remains for a moment, then turns and leaves the living room. Now daytime, a rapt mummy outside Poppy's sister's house with a second one near the porch. Inside, Poppy pours a candy bowl.
Ta-da!
Her sister emerges.
What are you supposed to be?
Starfish.
Doesn't a starfish have more points?
I ran out of material.
Well, you look very aquatic.
Sure you don't want to come with us? You could leave the bowl out, but the please take one note.
I'm not gonna risk letting some teenager steal all the candy. I'm staying right here.
I'm fine.
Hey, boys, let's go!
Pours candy. Kids emerge, one in shark costume.
Bye, guys. Have so much fun. You look awesome.
Thanks, Aunt Poppy.
Bye.
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 Poppy waves at the kids with a warm smile. Her smile fades. At nighttime, a life-size skeleton in front of Ryan's house. A woman helps Zach in spider suit.
Okay, now hold still because his arms are difficult.
What is your costume?
A harried executive assistant.
Zoe emerges in which costume?
Okay, I think I've got it.
Shiny purple star pattern on black dress.
I think it's backwards.
Oh.
Zach looks at his back.
Yeah, I knew that was too easy. Okay, let's go again.
She helps Zach flip the costume. A large event space in which numerous men and women are well-dressed.
So, this is it. Right, when Food with Friends goes global, this is really gonna open some doors for us.
Yeah.
Ryan checks his phone.
And why aren't you thinking about any of that right now?
Photo of Zach in spider suit.
And your kids will be fine, okay? It's just one Halloween. They're gonna benefit from your success. You know that, right?
Yeah, I do. I do, but they don't. You know, it's just another night to them where their dad's working instead of home with them. Again.
He slightly smiles at Abigail, then frowns.
It wouldn't be so hard if I knew Poppy were with them. Yeah, I guess.
I'm going to Japan, Ryan.
Furrows brows.
What?
That job offer in Tokyo? I said yes.
Okay.
He nods.
I've seen you with Poppy. Your kids love her, and I'm pretty sure that you're falling in love with her, too. I'd be fooling myself if I didn't acknowledge what was going on between the two of you and graciously step aside. So, that's what I'm doing. I'm stepping aside.
She smiles up at him, then steps away. Ryan looks side to side, then faintly smiles. Kids run upstairs. Poppy opens door.
Wow, look at you. Here you go. Don't be shy. No child left uncandied. Hey, look at all those crazy bones. And you, your makeup matches your braces.
Thank you.
Hi. Zoe? Zach? What are you doing here? I've been wanting to talk to you. Your costumes look amazing.
They approach.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought you were my friend Zoe and Zach. They're kind of about the same. Are you in Mrs. Green's second grade class? Anyway, you would totally love them. And their dad is the best guy I've ever met. He is kind and funny and totally for me.
Her smile fades.
Totally for me.
Her eyes widen.
He's for me.
The kids dressed as a witch and spider look to each other. She shrugs, widens eyes.
Here, take this.
Hands them candy.
I have to go. Happy Halloween.
Shuts the door.
It is my pleasure to introduce to you Ryan Larson, a brilliant man who I know will be creating many more products for Yamaharo Global in the future. Ryan?
She steps away from the microphone as numerous attendees clap and Ryan takes the stage.
Thank you. First, I just want to say what an honor it is to be able to present this application to you all today. Sorry.
Reaches in pocket.
I created Food with Friends because I wanted social media to be more social. I wanted to really connect people face to face. So imagine if you could sit down with a complete stranger and form a bond. Maybe you find some common ground and make a new friend. Maybe it's just, a nice break in the day.
Two men look at each other. Abigail watches him in the distance and she stirs. He grins.
You know, it's funny. I spent all my time lately working on this presentation because I really believe, we believe, that Food with Friends will connect people. But as a result, I've missed out on time with the people that I love most.
Ryan nods.
Time I can't get back. So if you'll forgive me, I will now turn it over to the insightful and generous Abigail Morwell to tell you all about this amazing application. Thank you. Arigato. Sorry.
Okay. I got it from you.
I know you do.
Okay.
Akum dead.
Abigail takes microphone.
All right. Let me first thank Mr. Higashimoto and his associates for being here tonight.
Poppy leaves her house in mermaid costume and sighs. She sets candy bowl down on porch with text, "Take as much as you want. Happy Halloween."
I think I've got it. All right. I ain't afraid of no spider. Mm-mm.
The kids grin.
Trick or treat.
Dad, you made it.
There's no way I was going to miss out on going trick or treating with you guys. Thanks, Gene. I'll take it from here.
How'd it go with Global?
Oh, great. Abigail's wowing him as we speak.
Well, then, happy Halloween. Have fun, kids.
Thanks again.
Bye.
Okay, guys, listen up. I think I've got the perfect place to start trick-or-treating.
Yes. You're going to need a costume.
Ryan looks down. Zoe pushes him.
I'll be right back.
Bessie? Yeah.
Excuse me. Sorry. It's a human fish coming through.
10 bags full of candy.
Well?
Night.
How do I look?
You look great. What are you?
What do you mean? I'm a knight in shining. I'm your dad. Let's go.
We need our bags.
Oh, you know what? Get your pillowcases. They're bigger. Go, go, go.
Come on, Zach.
In a blue knight suit with shield and sword, he approaches the door and opens it. Poppy looks in his eyes.
You're here.
You're here. What about your presentation?
This is my presentation. I got tinfoil, I got a sword, a towel.
She smiles.
Suits you.
I was just going to find you.
She raises brows.
You found me.
Poppy, we don't need a nanny. We just need you. I need you.
Really?
Liz, permanently yours, son.
He smiles. She sighs and grins.
Well, I'm gonna need to make a new business card.
He grins. She does the same, tears in her eyes. He embraces her and they press their noses together with a smile, then kiss as the kids descend the staircase and watch.
She's back. She really is a mermaid.
The two of them kiss on the porch, then part lips with a wide grin. Zoe wraps her arm around Zach.
She's our mermaid.
The kids smile as they watch, then the four of them leave the house together. They walk past others. They walk together along the street and pass numerous other families out trick-or-treating.